Welcome back. Hour 2, Republic of Texas radio show. Today is Sunday, June the 2nd, 2019. Hey, we got Mike in Kentucky on the line, and Mike just reminded me during the break that we switched subjects on him, you know, midstream while he was caught in the queue.
Well, I was well on hold.
Sorry,
that happens to me
that,
a lot.
You know.
It happens to me a lot. All the shows on RBN are prone to bounce around.
You tend to bounce them around a little too, Mike. It's like there's so much in your head. You get twisted off on different trails all the time. I know the feeling.
Well, and I actually call about something else, but I figure I could chime in and contribute to the topic at hand.
Go ahead.
And there's always, it seems like there's a variable amount of lag on here, too, that is a little bit enough to throw you off when you're trying to actually have a conversation. Over.
Mm-hmm.
treat it like a radio almost. Over.
Over there.
Underdone.
Right.
Roger, under. Overdone. Anyway, CQ. Goodness, are you out there anywhere? let's see. Where was I at? Oh, yeah, the Human Genome Project. You know, besides the arrogance of calling it junk DNA and the arrogance of calling the appendix a useless leftover from evolution, whether or not you believe in the creator or not, this is just not valid scientific mindset because it causes you to miss information by just dismissing the appendix as an evolutionary throwback. You miss what its purpose can be, and you also miss that people sit on a westernized toilet and die every day because they're straining, you know, and it cause, when they do this Valsalva clamp down, they can actually cause their heart to stop. So there's no telling about how many people this arrogance of science has killed. I got myself in trouble at work when I was working in a fitness shop about, I guess it's almost 30 years ago. We had this fashionable fad of low-fat, no-fat diet. And I'm like, guys, you need fat for your nervous system and your brain. You've got to have essential fatty acids. And people got sold since the 1930s on Crisco. And now for the last about 5 or 6 years, they've been trying to phase this stuff out. I was at a church thing yesterday, and they were giving the youngsters strawberries with whatever, Cool Whip, and I picked up the jug and read right on it, hydrogenated vegetable oil. This stuff is causing Alzheimer's, stroke, heart attack, and they've known it for probably decades. But guess what? It's good for the pharmaceutical industry, isn't it? If we can make people sick, we make money on both ends. We make the food cheap, put it full of stuff that's going to make you sick, and cha-ching, you know?
And they've got something to do with their leftover oil refinery products. They'll whip a bunch of air into it and turn it into Crisco.
So what is Parker Pathway? You guys, you remember when Parker was on? He used to talk about going and getting donuts from this one donut place because he liked his hydrogenated, you know, donuts. You know, do you remember that one?
Well, I never heard him say that.
No.
Okay.
I just swear that he was actually, remembering
things right. It results in insulin resistance. If you've ever done this, I did this as a young boy. My dad wasn't home, and I was like, my chain's rusted. I can't find any of Dad's oil, you know. And Mom says, here, put some cooking oil on it. I think she gave me, like, Wesson oil. And I put it on there. It worked great that day. You go back the next day, it turned into, like, this gummy varnish. And I'm thinking, this is oxidized or something. It's just done. And I'm, like, 9 years old, and I realized, this oil can't be good for us. If this is oxidizing here, just being out in the air, you know, and it's gumming my chain up. I had to take gasoline and clean it. So what's it doing
Martha?
To us?
You know, we were trained with, you know, you can't. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. You know, eat your next to plastic stuff that almost looks kind of like butter.
Well, every now and then I feel like cussing. we've been fed such a line of BS. It's a wonder all of our eyes haven't turned brown. for being so full of it. You know, I mean, but now I noticed
it's not that hard to find out this information, Mike, you know, and that's what drives so many of us so crazy. We just get so frustrated because once you know what they're doing and kind of how they're doing it, it's so obvious that you can't do anything but, you know, see it in every article you read, everything you see on television. You know, it just pops out at you once you're aware of how they're doing it.
Well, and then really you realize in situations like mine that the entire system is somehow rigged. Because I've had such an obvious case of I don't even know how to describe it, just harassment and damage from my phone lines being locked up, and I've put it out here for multiple hundreds of people to see, and they're too intimidated. No lawyers are willing to get on it and do a class action. And even like the Electronic Frontier Foundation has said, well, you can't sue the government unless you can prove you're damaged. Well, guess what? I can prove we've had damage here for decades, and it has to involve, I believe, it would even have to go into an international law situation because you're dealing with the Israelis and their tech sector that's all up in the phone networks, and by agreement, when they sold Naris to AT&T.
I don't know why anyone expects justice out of the system, Mike. I mean, when you've got a system that is allowed to investigate itself for its crimes, you know, it's something's got to go wrong.
Well, you would think that you'd find some young, dumb, stupid lawyer that's got enough testosterone to take them on, because this, every now and then this happens, and then they have to do something because, well, it becomes too obvious, like the case out of Texas with U.S. versus Lopez, where this, they figured out, oh, wait a minute, this interferes with the state police powers, and this is another case of arrogance. The lawyers decided to make a federal case out of something that should have been kept local, and because they used the argument that the Interstate Commerce Clause was affected when a Hispanic kid carries a gun into a local school, which the local school board has, you know, police powers over that school board, as does the State Department of Education. That case, you can find doctoral and master's theses written about how this was going to undo 5 decades of commerce cause abuse by the federal government, and it didn't. It's like it's sitting there. This is the concept I've heard it called is the mountain demur. This case by itself could undo so much of the abuse of the federal government. And it's not, it never has. It's just sitting there, right in everybody's faces.
If the truth is never talked about, it's not the truth, is it, Mike?
No, it becomes ignored. But, I mean, it can be right there in front of you, just like Albert Pike's statue in broad daylight out there in Washington, D.C. They're trying to get rid of Jefferson Davis's statue. They're trying to get rid of any reference to the Confederate States of America anywhere. But yeah, there's Albert Pike, one of the founders of the Ku Klux Klan, and his statue is right there in Washington, D.C., and nobody's doing anything about it. Why? Because he was a super-de-duper Mason. He was like at least 33rd degree. I've heard there's 360 degrees of Mason. But, you know, every now and then his statue gets mutilated or spray-painted or shaving cream all over it. Eh, don't make the news. Every now and then you can go out there, fish around, you can find some pictures of where somebody's done something to it. But they are worried about copycats. So they leave Albert Pike's statue right where it's at. In fact, for years, I edited the Wikipedia page on that. I would go back and they would keep erasing the portion of it that references that. There was a whole nice article about that square in Washington, D.C., where they talked about what was there. But they would leave out Albert Pike's statue and anything about Albert Pike. Finally, the Wikipedia editors, in their wisdom, changed the article to an article about the subway station. Just like right out of George Orwell, they sent it down the memory hole. Yeah, I think
funny,
it's back
funny
now.
You mentioned attorneys and Wikipedia at the same one, because when my young cousin here was going through law school, I said, do you even know what an attorney is, what an attorney is? And
yeah.
So he got on his Wikipedia and looked it up. An attorney, basically it came down to, you know, one who changes his leash depending on who's paying him. And can also mean a scrotum shield. And he said,
or hireling.
Oh, you shouldn't have told me that one.
I've heard him called hireling.
And from now on, you'll be my personal scrotum shield.
A hireling is what I would call them, too. A hireling. You're way down on their list of priorities after their political career, their spouse, their bar license. When you hire a hireling or a lawyer, you know, they say if you represent yourself, you have a fool for a client. But, man, I think you're a bigger fool for hiring a dang lawyer because you're way down on their list of priorities unless you're some mega amount of money for them, unless you're supporting their law firm. By having them on retainer, then you're way down their list of what's important to them. But you talked about the California, you talked about all the California cars that you're seeing. And one of the things from my experience, we used to have a car show on our local TV station. They would go off to auctions, and California has these really restrictive emissions laws, and so. You know, states like Kentucky, I don't know about Texas, but our emissions and vehicle inspection laws have been relaxed over the years. So car dealers will do that. They'll go buy an auction of five-year-old cars, and I would suspect in California, if a car dealer has a bunch of cars that they are that they test and they're like, uh-oh, these ain't going to pass emissions tests, we run the risk of losing the title. And apparently there's laws on the books that are not being enforced in a lot of states. Or if your car is over 5 years old and it won't pass emissions tests, then your title is flagged and you have something like 6 months or whatever to get that to pass emissions tests, or they will confiscate your car. But this goes back to the early 90s, and if you notice, if you're much of a mechanic, every 5 years they change the emissions things on cars. Like I'm stuck right now. I've been driving for years like a 99 to a 2001, the dang computer is tied to the VIN number. And so if you have a problem with your computer, you can't just go to a junkyard and get another computer. You have to have somebody burn the EEPROM in that thing to match your VIN number. It's pretty stupid.
I long for the days. Another thing I've been doing this week was I worked on my Ford 8N tractor. And everything that simple. I mean, there's not even a vacuum line on this thing. There's an electric wire that goes to the distributor, and that's freaking it. You know, so simple. You know, if it's not getting spark, it's either the coil or the condenser or the points.
Right, points. Yeah, those were always fun to file down those points and make them made up good to where you got a good contact.
They're a lot easier than sitting down and trying to reprogram an IC chip inside of a computer.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I mean, we finally got an opinion, I think, out of the – well, it took 2 years, I think, every time somebody goes to the great bureaucrats in the headless fourth branch of government, asks them, can we reprogram our smart TV, please, or can we reprogram our smartphone? And I think the bunch of the farm equipment now, they finally issued an opinion that, yes, you can work on the big – $200,000, $500,000 combine that you purchased, you know, you have the right to repair. So, I mean, it usually takes about 2 years.
71 years old. My uncle says he remembers the day they delivered it in 1948, and it's 71 years old, and I can go outside right now and hit the starter button, and it cranks up first or second try.
Next county over, they have a tractor parade every year, and I keep meaning to go video that tractor parade, but yeah, there's a lot of guys that are keeping these things running, and they look like they're right out of a toy box. You know, these old tractors, like a farm hall
when I was 12, 13, I rode a Papa Johnny. You know, it had a hand clutch and it had a pony motor that you started this little pony motor and let it get wound up, and then you disengage the compression, decompress, and then you engage the starting motor, and then you recompress and then disengage the motor. You had two levers you had to pull. Get the thing started. It'd start up and pop, 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 pop. I mean, even at full throttle, you could hear every beat of a piston.
Well, before they put all these weird additives in the gasoline, except for lead, I mean, the emissions weren't that bad, you know, with the exception of lead. But now they keep adding all these crazy MTBE or whatever to the gasoline to try to make it more environmentally friendly.
How about diesel exhaust fluid, Mike? When I first saw that, I was like, okay, that's a joke. That's like headlight fluid and a brass magnet, right?
Yeah.
And they said, no, diesel exhaust fluid in your vehicle, it will not run. If it runs out of diesel exhaust fluid, you might as well be running out of gas.
I, haven't ran into that yet. You actually have to have a reservoir with diesel exhaust fluid now in a modern truck.
Yeah. Yes. You'll see the trucks driving around here on the street, and they'll have a box of diesel exhaust fluid in the back of their flatbed with their dog hanging on the back, and you know, cool.
Mr. Diesel that invented that engine is spinning in his grave probably because you know why he invented that engine.
Oh, heck yeah.
But so farmers could be independent.
Except,
he wanted farmers to be able to grow their own fuel.
Yeah, well, there's parts of the engine that's been destroyed by technology again. You know, the computerization of it kind of made it so that, it's not survivable. The older, vehicles, they just did mechanical diesel engines. If you had, like, a mechanical fuel pump and a diesel engine, it just runs by itself, you know, and run on anything. And corn oil, hemp oil, I guess that's what diesel designed it for. It was supposed to be for a 100-acre farm. You grew 10 acres of hemp, and then you could sit there and farm the entire 100 acres off that 10 acres of hemp. At least that's the theory, and I guess it's been put into practice.
We don't have a food problem, a food distribution problem. We don't have an overpopulation problem. What we have is a greed problem, and these idolaters that worship Mammon are blinded to what they're doing the planet, and I'm not a big environmentalist, really, but, what really irks me about the way the economy is working is that it's all about control, I think. Like I was saying earlier, when you've got situations where the corruption is so thick that they have to have this level of control, at some point the rubber band's going to break, and it's not going to be pretty.
A bureaucracy eventually begins to eat itself. It becomes so large and overbearing, and so many departments and agencies and bureaus underneath it that just keep spreading out. Like I said, a bureaucracy will never, ever voluntarily make itself smaller. Its whole purpose in life is to grow and gain more power, more control.
It was probably been 25 years ago. I was down in Savannah, Georgia, and went out and saw Jekyll Island, where the guys had their secret conference and did the Federal Reserve, act before, without, because they controlled Congress, they went and had their little meeting down there and decided what they were going to have Congress do for them. And it's kind of funny. I was riding on my bicycle down there, and in Georgia at the time, you're supposed to ride against traffic, but the speed limit was like 20, 25 miles an hour, and I was a lot younger and more in shape. I'm riding like 25 miles an hour, breaking the speed limit, and riding with the cars, and they're all just coming up. They're speeding up in order to come up behind me and blow their dang horn. Get off the dang road. You're on the wrong side of the road. And I'm like, I'm driving faster than you are. And you had to speed up to tell me to get on the other side of the road. I mean, come on. But I mean, I sleep at 1,100 feet, and down there, on sea level, I was feeling my oats. I could kick it pretty hard, about 30 mile an hour. Speed limit's 20, and so all these Georgians are so upset that I'm breaking their law and riding on their side of the road with traffic, and I could pull out quicker than they could from stop sign and stuff. So I'm like, hey, what's the matter with you people? the law is that way that people would probably shoot me down because I'm able to ride faster than their stupid car. I've ran across church women in vans, women in an empty van. They get behind that big wheel of that 4,000-pound van. They lose all their charity. I mean, it's sad. It really is.
Power.
Well, exactly.
Power.
This arrogance. This arrogance, man. Hey, guys, I got to go. I got to get to church. See you.
All right. Bye. You have a good one there. that's funny.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does.
I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, Republic of Texas Radio. You know, we're going all over the place today, but maybe that's kind of normal for everything. So just hang in there. I wanted to go back to, I guess we haven't covered this stuff since last year. And we've got another call on the other line, but I'm going to be getting back to our folks over at the Antifa, right? You know, they've been quiet for quite a while now, and we're seeing a big windup going on in the Democratic Party, right? So something's a brewing, and, you know, summertime's almost here, folks. When the college kids get out of school and they put on their hoodies and they go and they break windows and beat people up, it's called Antifa. And we'll get to that here in a second. We'll start talking about what they're talking about, where they're at, and how you can tell where they're at and what they're talking about. Anyways, let's go back to the phone, to the barnyard. Jerry, he's back. What's going on, man?
Yeah. Barnyard Jerry. That'll work. Yeah. He's talking about those 4 days in. You realize you don't have a fuel pump. You were aware of that, weren't you?
Oh yeah. It's gravity flows out of the tank and down to the carburetor.
Yeah, it's got
a suction.
Yeah, it's got an what they call a updraft carburetor. A
yep.
Friend of mine has got a Farmall C, I think it is. That's a gasoline, aka kerosene. When they made those, they were designed to run on kerosene. You started it on gasoline. You got two tanks. And once you got it up to operating temperature, you turn the kerosene, I mean the gas, or kerosene on and the gas off. And old farmer, he's passed now.
It's still got the air fuel mixture adjustments on it and everything. And, you know, I've actually thought about, you know, about hooking up, you know, making a wood gas generator, because that would be a very simple engine to run on that stuff, seeing as how you can do all the adjustments on it.
Well, yeah, but the kerosene, you actually, once you got up to operating temperature, you open a little pitcock and you drip water in from your coolant system to delay the ignition of the kerosene. And boy said, when you had to start adding water to it, and he said that's when it really started working. And he said they'd go through about a quart of water in a half a day. He said they'd run about 4 or 5 hours, stop for lunch, and everything cooled down. And then that, yeah.
I've got the original owner's manual that came with his tractor. And I mean,
really?
It tells you in plain, simple language how to strip this tractor down to the crankshaft with an 11/16-inch wrench and a flathead screwdriver. I mean, it's a marvel of simplicity. And it's amazing how simple this thing is. And in the instructions, it says, you know, during the winter, you know, it's made to run on SAE 30 was the oil that's, you know, 30 weight oil is what it's made to run on. And it gives you starting winter tips. If it's a little too cold outside, just add like a quarter cup of gasoline to the crankcase to thin the oil out.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, it works for me. You know, at low RPM, long stroke, low torque, flathead engine, I had one. And, you know, it's got a magneto on it.
It's got a 6-volt starting system in it. Yeah. It's got a generator on it.
You know, you can get the starter kit, and the light kit was extra on a 9N and an 8N. I don't know if it ever became a standard option on the old.
I can remember when they got the lights kit, too, and he said, damn, he said, the only thing that did was meant we had to work at night, too.
That's my dress, you know. But, an old Model A, Model T, the same way. It had a draft carburetor. A plaid head, run off of magneto, and then, you know, they had those carbide lanterns for headlights until they started putting a generator on them and put a starter and electric lights.
You know, it's got the up front, you know, you right, you know, kind of through the front cowling, you know, it's still got the, you know, you can start it with a crank if you have to.
Yeah, you crank it. It's interesting on some of that stuff how simple it was, but it was modern technology, and you know they really hadn't invented anything new to speak of. They've just improved on the technology that's out there, is my opinion. But I had to call in and mention that I would. Matter of fact, you can get magneto kits and what have you for the older Chevrolet and Ford engines, the dragsters and whatever, they run that magnetos. So they'll have a fan out.
I still like the old generator. You know, it's got a little cap on the back end of the generator where you open it up and you put a couple of drops of oil in there periodically to keep the bearings back there lubricated.
Mm-hmm.
It's simplicity at its finest.
Did you know the first Model T didn't even have a water pump? It had a big old radiator.
Hung up his phone. Or am I gone?
Hello. I can hear
the
you.
Music. Yeah.
All right. Y'all have a good week.
Nice to hear you too. Okay. Take care. See you next time, Jerry. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right. Welcome back, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we're in the home stretch now. Man, I got all these tabs that haven't been talked about. A lot of them we have, so we'll just keep going. Before Jerry came back on, we went into tractor talk, which is definitely very useful information. Man, how many of you guys, well, it's public broadcasting. A lot of you probably actually understand engines and things like that. So they're totally relevant. On the other side, Antifa and the political landscape that we currently are going through is quite insane. And to the point of the Democrats versus the Republicans and on into infinitum. When is all the chaos going to start up again? You know, this weekend, the Democrats all got together in California, or at least a lot of the Democrats got together. The Biden guys, you know, stepped out of that. Why is that important to us? Well, it's kind of like, the big question is authoritarianism is on the rise, and how much do, you know, the people that they call the left support that? So they get together in California, and they say, well, I'm a dang socialist. And then they say, we shouldn't be telling them we're socialists because that hurts our cause. You know, don't tell them, just do it. So you've got all this crazy things, and even our old crazy Uncle Bernie, he's kind of like, well, I don't know, he's not doing too well because he's just a democratic socialist. He's not like a flaming green weenie. And so, yeah, he's seen as a moderate in a field of socialists. I don't know. It's crazy. And to that avail, what is the people? You know, we're kind of an alternate reality. There's traditional people that will sit there and all they're going to do is read the paper, the local paper. They're going to watch the CNN, or if they're tainted the other direction, they're going to watch the Fox News and listen to the Fox radio or whatever and call it conservative and go, oh yeah, we hate that, you know, got to fight them. And then we've got the other one that says, well, we've got to help all these people coming in from everywhere because we just got to help them. And it's crazy. I always wondered what it was like. And I guess last year, maybe it was the year earlier, we were covering one of my favorite websites to see what they're thinking and trying to get my head around it. This is a website I've been going to since Charlotte. And I wanted to hear what they had to say when Charlotte, North Carolina went down. You can still go back and listen to their podcast that described the statue. We were going through a thing, and they were trying to tear down this statue in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that became all of a sudden there are white Nazis everywhere. It was kind of like the boom, what the hell has just happened? Right, we're all white Nazis. And he's like, what? What are you talking about? Anyways, It's Going Down. That's the name of the website. So we're going over there. It's goingdown.org. And, it's crazy for these guys. And they've been publishing this website for quite some time. It's a very aesthetically pleasing website. And it's very forth with and, you know, covering news. They've got, like, a lot of leftist. I wouldn't even know if I'd wanted to call it leftist news. It's definitely interesting. They claim that they're just anarchists and, you know, they support, well, communism. And I don't know. How can an anarchist support communism? Do you understand that at all? There, Alan,
and makes as much sense as anything else in today's world, Steve. I mean, you know, over in Britain, they're telling the army troops over there that if you consider yourself a patriot, you know, you're a terrorist. It's so crazy, Steve. What has happened to the? I mean, I know Charlotte Isherby. It all goes back to Charlotte Isherby. You know, control of the children. You know, give me your children now, and we can create what we want. And the whole long-range plan for it all. But, man, I find it so hard to believe that they can actually make people that stupid. It just amazes me.
Yeah, definitely. Well, so if you want to see what's going on, you can go to itsgoingdown.org, and that will be a site that gets popular during the next uprising, whether, I don't know what the heck it is. You know, you'd think that these folks would go out to Bilderberg and try to figure out what our overlords are actually up to. Is Jared Kushner out there at Bilderberg? I heard that he was going, so Trump's going to be represented. And it's like, really? So, I mean, It's Going Down and saying that the milkshake is the most important tool nowadays. Right, for protesting people, and it's particularly potent. They claim that it's not new to throw food at politicians, but this one's particularly effective against certain politicians, and including Nigel Farage and this guy named Tommy Robinson.
Now, I wonder if they're throwing vanilla or are they throwing chocolate milkshakes?
I don't know, but it looks like vanilla to me. There's a bunch of photographs of the shakings, and I don't know. I don't think I could get away with milkshaking somebody. When you milkshake somebody, I guess, you automatically get a prize if it's one of these high-powered political figures. But you imagine me milkshaking somebody in my local political environment. How many years in jail would you get for assault and battery? You know, that's basically what it is, right? Assault. But they go, no, he was free speech? Free speech, right? When you throw in a motion. I don't know. But I think that's another one of those things that they're going to be dealing with as we go on. And they don't have to quantify
websites that call for violence, websites that call for other perversions. They're all allowed to stay up, yet they take sites who's the health ranger, Mike Adams, down. Yet NAMBLA has been up there for how many decades?
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing from it's going down, and Mike in Kentucky, you might find this one interesting. You might too, Alan, is that one of their radio stations in Mexico, right? It's called the Quechua Radio, has been under attack for the past 10 years, where the government of Mexico says that they don't have the right to actually broadcast on the air because they're not the government, and the government didn't bless them, and they just did it because, right? And they're saying, no, this is a community thing. And so for the last 10 years, they've been they have been broadcasting. And, the men in uniforms keep coming over, and the guy with the clipboard keeps coming over going, yeah, you got to shut this down. Recently, they sent them a letter saying that you're a hazard for navigation, and that your transmitter that operates at 102.9 is interfering with what's called the air traffic that's running at 108 megahertz. Right? And it's like, what? No, dude, we've checked that. Which makes me think that they're a lot similar, but they're not, right? You know, I mean, I understand that freedom of communications angle. I've always had a problem with the FCC deciding who can do what, where, and when. I understand that you have to have some guidelines, it's frustrating. You know, why is it that these airplanes are allowed to interfere with ground communications? You know, isn't that important, Alan?
Well, it's as much sense, Steve, as the government being able to tell us what we can or cannot put in our own bodies. They're telling us what EMF frequencies we can and cannot use, and if you want to use it, you got to pay a whole lot of money and be ruled and regulated and have a prod stuck up your butt 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Right. And so here's a poor little radio station out of Mexico, right, playing whatever music or talk. I don't know anything about Radio Libre 102.9 FM. Quechua is what they brand themselves as, or something like that. They have probably a poor population from what I see. And nobody knows that this is going on. It's the Wild West in Mexico. It's that way by design. They never really intended Mexico to be a developed country. They always wanted to have the slave class and the rest. So I don't know.
Much easier to rule the peasants, right? Yeah, I mean, the same 13 families have been running Mexico for a long time, and got a feeling that they're really not Mexican. They're probably like Spanish European.
Well, yeah, that's true. I know it's where we get the albino Mexicans and so forth. But, you know, it's going down, covers lots of different news with a different bend, and it's a total different bend than CNN or MSNBC. And it's a radical nature, right? They hate cops with vitriol, right? That's just like, oh. And then they try to bolster their positions with, well, facts, man. They got this straight from Fox, straight from CNN, right? They go, wow, we hate crime, but crime is down. It's been falling for the last 25 years since it peaked in the early 90s. And then they quote the Pew Research Center, you know, and like, oh, okay. And then the FBI, quoting FBI numbers, and then talking about how everything is better in Chicago, right? And Trump was trying to send the National Guard to Chicago, and there's really nothing going on wrong in Chicago. You guys actually wrote that? Really?
What, you don't trust Rahm Emanuel?
No, well, screw Rahm Emanuel. I mean, he should never have been there, but that's another question, another subject completely. What I'm trying to say is the guys over at itsgoingdown.com are painting this picture, and it's saying, see, crime's going down. That's why we need to get rid of all the cops. You know, and Trump actually, then they tell you that Trump is wanted to send troops to Chicago, and there's nothing wrong with Chicago. Right? Nothing wrong could be defined like this, Alan. Friday night, they started the counter. You know, it usually goes through the weekend, how many people get shot and murdered and whatever. And so there were only 42 people shot across Chicago. Only 6 of them died. You know, so I guess that's down, right? So it's down from something.
One thing they don't stress, though, Steve, also, is that you look at what percentage that is of the actual population in that area, and it's like, what, 0.00325% or something like that? I mean, you know, people were not made to live like that, packed like rats into a damn aquarium. I mean, they're going to start, rats will start, anything will start killing itself if you stuff too many of them into a small environment.
Uh-huh. Yep, and I'm sure. And what neighborhoods did they go crazy in, right? You know, you'd have to look at it more. But nobody really cares about that, as we've come to understand how crooked, you know, the Chicago is as far as when dealing with crimes. You know, they're on one hand, they'll bless a person and let them off scot-free. Just call it a, you know, smoothie, Justin Smollett, you know. He gets to walk free, you know, there you go, let him out, let him go. He didn't do anything wrong, but now he's under fire again, and as is the prosecutor, right, the chick that let him out. And are we going to get justice? No. Or is somebody's head going to go onto, you know, onto a pole and be stuck outside of Chicago? Maybe. But that's still not justice. Justice is where you and I get looked at the same as, let's say, a political or a make-believe hero like Jussie Smollett played in his Empire thingy. You know, it's like, well, what made them a god just because they play a character on TV? All of a sudden, this guy is, you know, ordering cocaine via text message and paying for it through the internet, and the prosecuting attorney goes, oh yeah, no, I don't want to mess with this, and you fake the fact that you claim some white boys beat you up and tried to put a noose around it, meanwhile you paid a couple black people to beat you up, or really not beat you up, to do this little play and orchestrated the whole thing, committed, well, fraud, and I don't know. That whole thing's going to blow up for sure, Alan.
Oh, or it won't, because he's one of them special type persons, you know. Fags are specialer than the rest of us. So, you know, it's you can't have that, Steve.
That might be true. You know, it's yet to be seen. You know, it really is. But I think that at the most, they're going to do is they're going to put Kimberly Fox, you know, her head on a stick, proverbially. I'm not talking about the actual head going onto a stick. I'm not calling for a head on a stick.
Yeah, because behind the scenes, you'll
all
get a raise and a vacation, kind of like Fannie Mae got in Arkansas.
Oh, God, yeah. That's the way it goes. Okay, we're nearing the end of the show. Last break. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Segment, and we do have a caller that just snuck in right under the door. So let's see if we can fit him in there. Gene in Kentucky. What's going on, man?
I called earlier, but no one answered. But anyway, finally got through. Talking about regulation, we have lakefront property here in Kentucky, and my husband built docks years ago out of metal. Now the Corps decides they don't want metal, so they want them out as soon as the property sold, the grandfathered in. And another thing, you got to pay for a path permit. And also, if you want to take your golf cart down there, to pick up logs that's blocking the path and all that, they want you to pay $600-$800 for 5 years permits. So there's government interference and in your face everywhere.
Yeah, I think they all run on the same playbook.
Corps of Engineers.
You know, like the Corps of Engineers.
Regulations, codes, ordinances. I mean, my God, you know what? How much clearer does it have to get where you're being taxed for the rainwater that runs off your property when it rains? I mean, how stupid can it get?
Well, when we had a property in Louisville, we weren't using the water. We had it on, but we still had to pay the sewer charge and the drainage charge, even though there was no water going through the pipes.
Uh-huh.
So,
right.
At least it's less expensive here than it is probably other places.
Oh yeah!
I mean, the government is there to extract as much as they can from everyone that they come in contact with.
Yeah, but whatever. But I just think it's a shame. I told my husband maybe not tell anyone that he's grandfathered in and just sell the property if we have to. But I want him to sell it, but he won't. And just let them find out when the permit is up, the dock permit is up, like 5 years from now, so whatever. Yeah, they want anything on the shoreline, you know, but what's long. So even though you're allowed to pick up debris and that that's blocking the docks and all that, I guess they expect you to carry the logs up the hill or whatever. You have to have a
really?
Doctor permit. They'll pay all the money, but it's still ridiculous. I told him to do it anyway. He does anyway. He just doesn't leave it down there. He just, you know, goes down there and gets the logs, cuts them up, and brings them up, you know, so whatever. So much regulations everywhere.
Well, it's only going to get worse.
I know.
I mean, I can't see. You know, a lot of there's generations behind us that don't even they go. What do you mean? Why would you want to own property? You know,
really?
Well, I don't need a car. Why would I
need
a car?
Well, you don't really own anything. You don't pay your taxes. They come after it, man with guns. That's what
Free
Talk Live calls them, men with guns. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you actually own anything that is purchased with a bank note from a private corporation? Does a private corporation own what we pay for with our U.S. Federal Reserve notes?
Yeah, listen to Al Whitney. She talks about this all the time, too.
Yep.
And they
get you through the Commerce Act. You know, supposedly they have power over commerce. Well, if you're using a foreign instrument to conduct transactions in a country, that would put you under the rules of commerce. So there are so many ways that they get us, and this is where I say I the Constitution. I don't know it sounds good, but you know there's lots of loopholes in there that they found, and something simpler and to the point would seem to be much easier to me. Kind of like the Articles of Confederation. But we couldn't fund the government then, and it's like, well, the government's not supposed to be a money making proposition.
Yeah. Well, another thing, they sent me a survey from the census. They want to do an agricultural survey. I think I have a farm. Mm-hmm. I don't have a farm. And they kept saying penalty of law and all this stuff. I just kept ignoring it. So whatever.
Mm.
Okay, y'all have a good day, and I appreciate y'all. Y'all keep up the good work. Thank you. You go, Arby.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate the call. Once again, we come to the end of our rope. Well, no, it's the end of the show. So, guys, until next week, bye-bye. Take care.
Hasta la vista.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.